Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are out to lunch with Johnny Wright. Now, Johnny Wright is the founder of something called the Biosphere, and we're going to get into all of that, what it is, what he does, and what he has been accomplishing for people all over. We are out to lunch at Gilroy's, is our host, in West Des Moines on 8th Street, and we are grateful for their support. Johnny, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here again.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Every time that we get together, you are in some wacko costume.
What?
And today would be no different. You have an elf hat with you and a gingerbread man shirt.
Yes. And festive.
Festive. And we'll have photographs of this, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
so that
wow.
I know. So that you can see what Johnny's about. But as fun as Johnny is, he has a real serious business. What do you do, Johnny?
We train business owners to be better at being business owners. I think that's fundamentally better business practices. We help their employees communicate better within their businesses, and then we help all of them do a better job with their customers.
Huh.
So it's kind of that, if you from the top
sure.
down.
Well, you started in this world, just to give a little backstory, because I've known you for a decade at least, as the secret shopper. You were going out and shopping various places of clients, I suspect, or maybe not clients, and publicly shaming them.
It's a good way to put it, yes. Right.
I mean, but it was, I loved that blog. Not because I dig on the negative news, but give us the backstory of that.
Right. The idea was that I saw an opportunity to help businesses, and I thought, what's the fastest, quickest way to do it? And I thought getting in front of them as a consumer and then recording the experience, because I had so much bad experience from a customer service aspect, and I complained about it to everybody but the people who mattered. And I thought maybe if I blogged about it, I could get in front of the people who mattered, who could actually change it. And that was the evolution of it.
So what you were doing is you were going out and unsecretly shopping and recording, not necessarily audio or video,
right,
but your diary of these interactions and some of the stunning poor customer service that you experienced.
Yeah.
And it really was. But at the same time, you found some gems, yes?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it was great. And, you know, at that time, it was more about the negative than the positive. And I look back on that with a certain amount of regret. Because if you really want people to get better, there's an approach to that that is more being positive. And so, but having said that, there were some great experiences that were surprising to me, and it was fun to be able to tout those and honor those folks too who were doing such a good job.
Right, and I remember several of those blog posts very vividly. I mean, people that you would walk into convenience stores, or you would walk into other retail centers, and the people that noticed you and interacted with you, and the questions that they asked, and they weren't open-ended. They were open-ended questions. They were not closed, and you celebrated those people, and you called them out.
Right, right, and then I would take the blog and I would send it to anybody and everybody who was associated with the business to honor them. I wanted to make sure people got credit for it.
Yeah, I just thought it was, and this is in the early days, ladies and gentlemen, but your business has evolved now from
yes.
that to this coaching opportunity. Do you still work in retail a bunch?
You know, not as much as we did. It's more service-driven now, for sure. And it's behind the scenes now. It's not a public flogging
right.
like it once was. It's a private attempt to help those businesses do a better job of their business.
Johnny Wright with the Biosphere. He is out to lunch with the Business News Hour. What we're going to do now is this. We call this Quick Bites. Seeing how we're at Gilroy's and we're going to be eating lunch, I mean, why not, right? But these
yes.
are three questions that we ask each and every one of our guests, the same three questions. And it gets folks to know you and puts you at ease and
yes.
me at ease, because I'm nervous doing this.
I am too. Yay.
So the three questions, let's start with question number one of Quick Bites here at Gilroy's is, what book have you read ever that has really had an impact on you, and maybe why?
102 Minutes, Jim Dwyer, the story of the World Trade Center coming down, minute by minute, blow by blow account. And there are so many lessons in that, in the story, and the way he tells it. The storytelling is incredible, and the way people survived and the choices they made that determined whether or not they survived. Compelling. I've read the book over and over and over.
Really?
It's a great book.
That surprises me a bit. No, you know, but you see, somehow when we do quick bites, it really does take us out of our realm of what we do, and right. It gives us a glimpse of the person.
102 minutes from the first plane impacting the World Trade Center to
Jim
the
Dwyer.
Collapse of the final building. 102
minutes. Was it
just
102 minutes?
Yes.
That's stunning.
Stunning.
All right. Yeah. So we got the book.
Yes.
Let's talk about the movie. What movie have you seen now, lately, ever? I mean, it is the holiday season. Could it be Miracle on 42nd Street?
I wish it was.
What movie has really moved you?
The Exorcist.
Really?
It is the ultimate customer service movie. So
go.
All right. So the problem, which all businesses are problem solvers. They're all built to solve a problem. Every business, you name it, we could use that litmus test. The problem is that someone is possessed. That would be Linda Blair, little girl, by the devil, right?
Right.
Solution, the customer service end of things. The priests perform an exorcism, right?
Yeah.
That's the solution. Get the devil out of the little girl.
Right.
The customer service end of this, it's so powerful, is he gives his life to ensure that the customer is taken care of.
Wow.
And at the end, he dies.
Right.
Right? And poorly, painfully.
It's not very pretty.
No, it ain't. And so what are you willing, will you do whatever it takes to take care of people? That's sort of the ultimate, I call that the hero's approach to taking care of customers.
So the problem in business is you have people that need something. Would that be accurate?
Accurate.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the solution is I have a business that will fix that problem.
Yes.
And the result is, are you, as the business person, giving your life?
That's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
That's what it takes, Michael. Who would have thought it?
But that is such an, wow. Good stuff. Johnny Wright, ladies and gentlemen, he is with the Biosphere. All right, final question for Quick Bites. Johnny, if you weren't running the Biosphere, if you were not doing personal coaching, business coaching, giving people the opportunity to learn and grow in their customer experience, what would you be doing?
I'd be running an animal shelter.
Yeah?
We have 6 shelter dogs. My wife and I do, and they're all shelter. They came from shelters, right? Broken, whatever their backstory is, and none of us really know it. And that's part of the fun, because you've got to figure them out, right? You take when a dog has been through whatever it's been through, it can't tell you like a human can. It cannot relate whatever destructive damage it experienced. And so as a human being, you have to interpret it. And there's something really fun about that. And really rewarding. And if I could get paid to do it, I'd have 150 dogs running around 18 acres and
be doing it.
Yeah, and be doing it.
You know, one of the symbiotic things that you and I share is we have 4 rescue dogs. And so,
yay.
Yeah, so I get it. And, it's very interesting you should say that, because that is another side of Johnny Wright. But I think that, that has become a cause celeb out there as far as a trend, as people are realizing we need to be kinder and gentler and take care of the strays no matter what they are.
Yes.
And does that
2-legged or 4-legged?
Bingo. You're on it.
Yeah.
Johnny Wright. 3 questions.
Hey.
Call it quick bites.
Yeah.
See, not,
I did it.
Not bad, man.
I was nervous. I didn't know what I was going to, you know. Like, What I didn't know how to answer those. Those seem easy, but they're not. because you really want to think about it. I want to give you some knee-jerk response to those.
Yeah. You know? Well, and you responded well, my friend.
Yeah, good. I passed.
So, I think, still talking.
I must have passed.
I think people will find this interesting. It's called Quick Bites. So we are out to lunch with Johnny Wright from the Biosphere. What is that and what does he do? We will cover that as we go out to lunch. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.